Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. And Josh is there, I've been told, on the phone. So, Josh, man, congratulations. Thank you so much for joining us. What was that experience like for you, getting drafted, the phone call, the whole nine?
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it. You know, it's a blessing to be here. But in terms of the draft, man, it was kind of wild, man. It was crazy. There's a lot of anxiety, man, like just going into it, you know. I remember the day before, it was day two, a lot of the running backs got taken that day, and I was a little bit antsy. And then sure enough, day three came, and I kind of went early. But, you know, you're just anxious the whole time. You're just seeing guys get picked, and you're just looking at who's on the clock and wondering if that's going to be where you're going to be at.
Yeah, I would imagine, man, for sure. And, like, how difficult was it to train, I guess, right now, considering the circumstances?
Yeah, man, it's really a huge obstacle right now. Of course, there's been going on with the virus, but it's been tough, man. Guys haven't been have access to the weight room. It's hard to have access to the field, too. So it's just pretty much finding something, whatever you can, man, whether that's being something at home, going out for a jog. You got to stay in shape, man. That's important.
So when you're going through the draft process, like how many conversations did you have with the Chargers, if any?
I've had quite a few, you know.
Okay.
Definitely met those guys at the Senior Bowl, the Combine. Now, kept in touch in the post-draft, I mean, in between the pro day, when fortunately didn't happen, but I was in touch with them a lot in this entire process, and it's really cool how it all worked out.
What were your, did you have a fun conversation or connection with Coach Lynn? He's such a nice man.
Yeah, he is, man, definitely. He called me on the phone, and man, that was, I think today, that's still the best phone call I ever got in my life, man.
I bet.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, he's a running backs guy. You know what I'm saying? So that helps you.
Yes. Exactly, man. That's even icing on the cake right there.
Well, and of course, you know, Austin Eckler clearly had a great season for them last year, but you've seen it, like, in college is the same way now, right? The pros, you got running back by committee in a lot of places, and you're able to make an impact very quickly. I mean, look at Austin. He was the backup, and all of a sudden, boom, he's thrusted into the role, and here you go. How do you feel about kind of the way the running back position has evolved here over the last several years?
Yeah, man. You know what's so funny about it is just that, you know, running backs are being used differently now. You know, we got guys like McCaffrey, he can just pretty much do it. He can do it all. You got Kamara, who's like sort of similar to that. And then you got guys like Zeke, Saquon, who are like bell cows. So it's crazy how, like, the running back position is so, for me, it's still a vital part of everyone's offense, but we're just being used differently. I just think it's really cool, man, how the position has evolved. And, I embrace the challenge, man. It's going to be tough out there, but, you know, I love it, man. I love playing running back. That's something I really take pride in.
You sound super excited, man, and I'm excited for you just hearing it in your voice. Like, it's pretty awesome when I hear it. So let's talk about your story, because I don't know if everyone knows it, and I'm sure Bruin fans do, but, you know, you were a UC Davis running back, right? And then when you transferred, you were only allowed to transfer to a couple of schools, right? Can you just kind of explain that whole process when you went from UC Davis and you ended up at UCLA?
Right, yeah. For me, man, it was crazy because, like, after my sophomore season at UC Davis, when we had a coaching switch, you know, I asked for to be transferred. I was like, I want to just go somewhere else. I've always had this internal drive where I felt like I could play at FBS conference. And I told the coaches that, and they granted me a transfer release, but they told me, look, man, if you want to stay in the state of California, you can only go to two schools. And I was USC or UCLA. And I was like, man, like, I was bummed out because, you know, those are two of the hardest schools to get into. But, man, USC rejected me pretty quickly. But, you know, UCLA was entertaining it. They were entertaining my ideas. Shot them my film, and the rest is history, man.
That's awesome. That's crazy. So let me ask you this. Clearly, it's already a rivalry, and I know you've had some good runs against them, but was there a little extra with those runs against USC?
Most definitely there was. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you had that one big run against them where it was like a video game watching you.
Thank you, man. Yeah, obviously we play in a rivalry game, you know, there's that. And then there's also, you know, I didn't forget that, especially, you know, going through that transfer process where it's scary. Of course, you don't forget the schools that rejected you.
No, no doubt. I get it. Josh Kelly joining us here, UCLA running back, now with the Chargers, fourth round pick in this most recent draft. Give me a little insight. I mean, we all kind of know it. We feel it. We're here in L.A. But as someone who participated in that rivalry between UCLA and USC, how would you best describe it?
Yeah, man. For me, that's like, it's like the Southern California Bowl right there, man. It's the two of the biggest colleges in L.A., possibly Southern California, and they just play each other, man. There's a lot of people on the field who know each other and playing football since they're in Pop Warner together. Everyone's been recruited. You know, people know each other. It's familiar. And, man, blue and red, it's just iconic rivalry game, man. For me, playing in it for 2 years, it was great. It was unbelievable. There's nothing like it. It's just amazing when you just have your crosstown rival. You know, emotions are high. A lot of trash talking on the field. Yeah, man, it's great. It's right up there for me personally with the best of the best in college football.
How much trash talking were you doing, though, in that rivalry?
Man, none. I feel like I'm not a good trash-talking person, you know? I feel like I'm too goofy and weird for people to take me seriously.
We got to work on that, Josh. I think we need to bring you on and just specifically start working on your trash talk. We can have callers call in and give you suggestions. Now we got to keep it PG because this, you know, this is real rate. This is live radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't. This ain't Sirius XM. You know, it's not satellite radio. We can't curse here or anything. Yeah. But we got to work on that, man. Like, come on. Like, okay. Can we do something here? Here's what we're gonna do. Do you have a Twitter account?
Yeah, I just created one. Yeah, I got one.
Okay, what is your Twitter account?
It's at SmoothPlayJK.
At SmoothPlayJK. So here's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I want the audience to help you with your trash talk, okay? So don't take offense. They're going to tell you, hey, Josh, here's what you should say to dudes when you run them over, or here's what you should say to dudes when you juke them, or here's what you should say to dudes when you score a touchdown or run them over. Like, all those things. I want the audience to just shoot you tweets at SmoothPlayJK, and they're going to find you, and we're going to help you with your trash talk game, man.
That's perfect, man. I'm all ears. I'm with it.
So that's what we'll do. We're gonna find some of the best suggestions, and then we're gonna bring you back on in a couple weeks. And then I want to talk to you about the best ones, and then you can rate them. You can grade them like a letter grade, like you were in school.
Okay, that sounds good. I love to do that for real.
All right, that sounds good. Then that's what we'll do, man. Josh, thank you so much for hanging out with us, man. We really appreciate it. Congratulations. We're obviously excited that you're going to be still in town playing football here in your hometown. And we'll talk to you soon. We're going to work on that trash talk, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, man.
You got it, man. Take care. Yes, sir. God bless you, too. Josh Kelly with us there. That was fun. We're going to help him. I need you to help this man, okay? Forget about he went to UCLA if you're a USC fan. We need to help this man trash talk, okay? He said he's too goofy to trash talk. He's clearly pretty awesome at running back, so we need to help him. Shoot him a tweet and tag me, at Sedano. So I'm gonna post his Twitter right now. I'm going to thank him for coming on. SmoothPlayJK. What'd you think of that, Bergman? He was fun.
Yeah, he was great. I loved that. He was engaged. Yes, if we can get him some good moves after he scores a touchdown or some trash talk, all about it.
Yeah, I want him to do – we need to send him celebrations for when he scores touchdowns, and I want good trash talk that he should be saying to people when he scores or runs them over or jukes them or whatever. So feel free to send them at SmoothPlayJK and then at Sedano. Tag us both. And tag ESPN, you know, no, don't tag ESPN Los Angeles. Just tag us. Just tag me and just tag SmoothPlayJK. We'll do that.